Yeah, I took that one down. Well, there's a later album I did with the second, the next Pope. If we, I can carry on with this if you want me to. After this John Paul II thing came out, yeah, which confused the world a lot. Because I did, they gave me, you know, this whole film with his speeches on it and a bit of him singing. Oh, okay, I've got to tell you this bit of it. Okay, so the bit of him singing this Gregorian chant, okay, I'm supposed to put it to music. And he can't sing really at all. And so he's kind of singing, you know, he's in between semitones, shall we say. So I'm writing some chords around what he's doing, and I'm going, well, I'm gonna have to auto-tune him. So I'm thinking that note, you know, that would really fit this chord sequence if it was, if I take it up just a bit, right? And this note, take it down. And I write this thing and I send it off to them. And I get this phone call back saying, Simon, we love what you've done, but I'm afraid you can't change the Catholic Mass. I had changed the tune. There's an American documentary maker who's done a thing on me recently, which is called You Can't Auto-Tune the Pope, which is a nice title.